Okay, so get this. We're talking a 9-day cycling tour
Okay.
through Morocco's Great South.
Oh.
Yeah, starting in Marrakech.
Yes.
The itinerary alone honestly has me ready to book a plane ticket right now, but there's
Right.
just like so much to unpack here.
Yeah, it's true. These tour descriptions can be like massively overwhelming. There's just so much information, you know.
Right.
But that's what we're here for.
Exactly. To extract those golden nuggets, those key insights.
Exactly, the good stuff.
Yeah. And one thing that like immediately jumped out at me, $1,300 for 9 days, all inclusive.
Wow.
That
Must
seems
seem good.
almost impossibly affordable
Yeah.
for what they're including.
You're right to be impressed. Yeah. When you actually think about it, you know that's covering your accommodation, your food, your guides, your transportation. It's a steal.
Totally. And speaking of attracting adventurers,
Yeah.
this itinerary does not hold back.
No.
Riding through Paradise Valley, anyone?
Amazing.
Plus, and I can't believe this is a real thing, tree climbing goats.
Yeah.
What is the deal with those?
It's true, though. Like, that's one of those little details where you realize just how diverse this part of Morocco really is.
Yeah.
You know, we often picture like the endless deserts and stuff,
Right.
but this tour really showcases a different side of the country.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got the rugged High Atlas Mountains,
Right.
lush valleys, palm trees, argan forests,
Wow.
and those tree climbing goats. They love those argan trees, by the way.
Really?
They climb them for the fruit. So, yeah,
Okay.
they're all over it.
You've definitely piqued my curiosity. Should we dive into this day-by-day itinerary? Because I'm kind of dying to know more.
Let's do it.
Okay. Day two kicks off in the foothills of Mount Toubkal, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the highest peak in North Africa.
Absolutely. Yeah, Mount Toubkal is huge. It's over 13,000 feet.
Wow.
So, yeah, imagine starting your cycling journey, you know, surrounded by those peaks.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be amazing. And the itinerary mentions, I love the wonderful undulating road.
Ooh.
It's just like, I don't know, it really captures, I think, that feeling of cycling through this region.
I can practically feel the wind in my hair already. And then after that picturesque ride, it's downhill into the Asni Valley. Tell me more.
Yes, the Asni Valley, known for its stunning beauty. We're talking like terraced fields, traditional Berber villages, completely different scenery again.
Wow.
Yeah, and it really highlights how this tour, I think, blends those challenging climbs with these opportunities to just soak in the beauty, the natural beauty, the culture.
Music to my ears. Okay, day three, things get real. We're talking a climb over 6,800 feet.
Yeah.
But then, as if by magic, we find ourselves relaxing in a riad with, wait for it, peacocks.
Huh?
Talk about a well-deserved reward, my friend.
Right. Okay, so that climb, that's the legendary Tisi n'Tes Pass,
Okay.
one of the highest mountain passes in Morocco.
Wow.
And the views from the top, they're just out of this world, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Panorama of jagged peaks, deep valleys,
Sounds amazing.
and yeah, Riyadh with peacocks. It just sounds like the epitome of Moroccan luxury.
Sign me up. Now, day four is when things get really interesting for me because this is where we get to see the painted blue rocks. What in the world are we talking about here?
Okay, so those blue rocks, they're a bit of a controversial art installation.
Okay.
A Belgian artist, Jean Varhom,
Okay.
he painted them back in the 1980s.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it caused quite a stir.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, some people loved it. They thought it was this whimsical addition to
Right.
the landscape, you
Right,
know.
right.
Others thought it was vandalism. They
Oh.
were not happy.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's this fascinating example of how art can just spark debate and, you know,
Totally.
challenge people's perceptions of what art should be.
Absolutely. It's not every day you stumble upon like a piece of art history in the middle of the Moroccan desert.
Exactly.
That's amazing. It's incredible. These like unexpected details add a whole other layer to the experience.
Yeah.
Okay, what adventures await us on day five?
Get ready for well, a feast for the eyes.
Okay.
Cycling past pink houses, ancient kasbahs.
Oh.
Can you imagine the photos?
Oh, my Instagram feed is going to be legendary.
All
Okay,
right.
what else? Don't spare any
And
details.
if that wasn't enough, the day ends with a visit to Eight Baha Lake.
Okay.
And I have to say, I couldn't actually find out that much information about this lake,
Oh.
which I don't know about you, but I kind of like that.
A little air of mystery.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're saving the best for last,
I
almost.
love it.
And then on top of that, to top it all off, you get transferred to Agadir for the night, which is a coastal city known for its beaches.
Amazing.
Yeah, so a chance to relax, recharge, and eat some seafood by the ocean.
This tour really does have it all.
It does.
From mountains to valleys to the coast, it's like a crash course in the best that Morocco has to offer.
I know. And we're only halfway through the itinerary.
Okay, day 6, this is it.
Yeah.
Face to face with the star of the show, Paradise Valley.
Here we go.
Remember those tree climbing goats we were talking about?
Yeah.
This is what they call home.
It's amazing.
Palm trees, dramatic gorges, and the promise of a challenging climb.
Yeah.
Sounds like something out of an adventure movie.
It does. It really does. Although, speaking of that challenging climb.
Yes.
It's worth remembering, this tour is designed to be flexible, right?
Right.
So if you're someone who wants to maybe sit one out, take a transfer.
Yeah.
Or maybe opt for a shorter route, you can totally do that.
Okay, good to know, because some of us, you know, more interested in soaking in the scenery than conquering every hill.
I hear you. It's all about the experience.
Exactly, exactly. But for those who do love a good climb, I mean, how challenging are we talking here?
Well, the itinerary mentions a climb to Imuser.
Okay.
Known for its steep switchbacks and, of course, just like incredible panoramic views.
Sounds amazing.
But again, like, those transfers are there for a reason.
Right, right.
It's all about, like, finding your own pace, you know, enjoying the journey. You don't have to be, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
A hardcore cyclist.
Okay, I'm starting to get a real feel for the vibe of this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's adventure, but it's flexible. There's options.
Totally.
And, like, just a real appreciation for the natural beauty of Morocco.
Absolutely.
What awaits us on day 7?
Day 7. Prepare yourself. It's like a visual feast.
Okay.
Cycling through traditional villages, palm groves, winding your way towards Essaouira.
Okay.
A coastal city on the coast with a really rich history.
Oh, nice.
In key detail here, the itinerary mentions, quote, a couple of moderate climbs through rocky hills.
Now you're talking my language. I love the idea of conquering those hills and then, bam, reward. Breathtaking beauty of Essaouira.
Exactly.
Tell me more about this city.
It's a gem, truly. It's a historic fishing port.
Okay.
Whitewashed houses, you know, those vibrant blue boats.
Nice.
And, yeah, really fascinating history, too.
Amazing.
It's one of those places where you can really, like, you know, immerse yourself in the culture.
Yeah.
Explore the souks. Maybe learn a few words of Arabic.
Yeah, this just gets better and better. And you know what? We've talked about the scenery, the challenges, the culture, the immersion.
Yeah.
But what about the food? I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Oh, the food. Yeah. Good question. Well, the itinerary doesn't actually get into, like, specific dishes or anything.
Right.
But it does mention that meals are included throughout the tour.
Right, right.
And given that you're, you know, in the heart of Morocco, expect tagines.
Yeah.
Flavorful couscous dishes, probably some seafood on the coast.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, of course, the mint tea.
Yes.
All the mint tea.
I'm making my mouth water. Okay, let's get back on track here because we still have... We've got day 8 and 9.
Okay.
Are we still cycling or do we get a chance to catch our breath a little bit?
Day 8 is all about relaxation. So you're in Essaouira. You explore it at your own pace.
Nice.
Nice.
Wander the souks, hang out by the harbor, just, you know, soak up those coastal vibes.
Yeah.
And then in the evening, there's a transfer back to Marrakech.
Oh.
For a night of freedom there.
Marrakech. Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about because I've always wanted to see Jemaa el Fna Square.
Yes.
The souks, the ryads, all of it.
It's amazing.
It sounds like a sensory overload in the best possible way.
It really is. And the itinerary mentions that you'll have opportunities to, you know, experience Jemaa el Fna, all its vibrancy, the snake charmers, the storytellers.
Yeah.
You can also visit the Majorel Gardens if you want a bit of, like, tranquility.
Oh, right, right.
Or even, you know, treat yourself to a traditional hammam.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those.
Yeah. And no trip to Marrakech is complete without getting lost in those souks.
The souks. Oh, my gosh.
Marketing for spices, textiles.
Yeah.
All those treasures.
I can almost hear the sounds of the city right now, smell the spices, feel the energy of the crowd.
It's amazing.
This is going to be an unforgettable experience.
Yeah.
But what about day 9? This is it.
This is it.
Do we say goodbye?
Sadly, yes. Day 9 is your last day. You have breakfast.
Right.
And then you'll have some free time to soak in those final moments in Marrakech.
Right.
And then, yeah, it's off to the airport.
Back to reality.
Back to reality. But, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe this tour will inspire you to, you know, maybe extend your stay.
Right, right, right.
Explore a bit more.
You're right. It might be hard to leave after all this.
But,
you know, that's the magic of travel, isn't it? It sparks a curiosity that never really goes away.
It does.
I'm feeling inspired. This deep dive, I'm telling you, has opened my eyes to a whole new side of Morocco.
Yeah, I'm glad. There's something for everyone there, really.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your adventurous types, you've got your history buffs.
Right.
Anyone who loves to eat.
Yeah.
It's a country that really does captivate and inspire, I think.
Absolutely. You know, as we've been talking about this whole tour, this one phrase from the what to expect section just keeps coming back to me.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
A deeper appreciation for Morocco's rich heritage.
Right.
This trip is about way more than just, like, the cycling.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's about really experiencing the culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, connecting with the history, coming away with a new perspective.
Totally. And like those Berber villages we talked about, like imagine cycling through these ancient pathways.
I know.
Interacting with locals.
Yeah.
Maybe sharing a meal with a family.
Yeah. That's where those unforgettable memories happen. It's not just like seeing the sights. It's about,
exactly.
Those little moments.
And those memories are like intertwined with centuries of history.
That's
like
right.
Es Sawira, this coastal city. I mean, that's a place with layers upon layers of stories, right?
Well, for sure. Yeah. Es Sawira has been shaped by everyone, the Berbers, the Portuguese, the French, you know, each culture has like left its mark on the architecture, the cuisine, the whole way of life there.
Wow.
It's a living testament to like, you know, how complex and fascinating Morocco's past is.
It really makes you think about like the kind of traveler this tour would attract. It's someone who like, you know, they're not content with just like checking things off a list. They really want that like deep understanding.
Yeah, it's about like slowing down, immersing yourself and, you know, letting the place kind of like work its magic on you.
Right.
And that's something I think in today's world, it's easy to forget about that.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it's all go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah.
And this tour seems to offer like the perfect antidote to that.
Totally. It's like they've taken the time to craft an experience that's got the adventure, it's got the cultural immersion, but also like these moments of quiet reflection.
And that's what makes it so compelling. You know, it's not just a cycling trip. It's a journey.
Yeah, perfectly said. Honestly, after this whole deep dive, I'm this close to booking a flight to Morocco, like as we speak.
Right. I know the feeling. There's just something about, you know, uncovering these hidden gems.
Right.
These experiences that, like, you won't find in a guidebook.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
And even if we don't all make it to Morocco tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think this conversation has like sparked a sense of adventure, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It reminds us, you know, that there's a whole world out there waiting to be explored.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be like, you know, a cycling tour in Morocco. It could be like right in your backyard.
Exactly.
It's just about approaching life, you know, with that sense of curiosity, that sense of wonder.
I didn't say it better myself. So to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.